Photography is, of course, light writing, photography, and we all know the importance of light. But one of the things that makes David Kingham such a terrific photographer, I'm a little prejudiced here because I've done a monograph of David and Jennifer Renwick's work, and so I know it very intimately. One of the things I love about David Kingham's photography is that he understands the difference between floodlight and spotlight. As a matter of fact, an awful lot of his photographs feature the kind of light we see here, which is spotlight. It's as though there's a sunbeam coming through dark clouds, and a solitary beam or a couple of beams will illuminate a scene beautifully in ways that a floodlight simply can't. When it comes to sunlight, of course, floodlight would be on a cloudless day. And that's a perfect kind of light for doing lots of photography. But the more dramatic aesthetics in photography are always done with spotlight, particularly like this image on the left where we can see it against a very dark and stormy sky. It's possible to sort of create fake spotlight from time to time, but it doesn't always work to create realistic shadows like we see here. My suspicion is that David Kingham's spotlight images come because he's a patient photographer and he spends a tremendous amount of time out there in the world looking for this kind of light. Another example, I might add, of my maxim that bad weather makes for good photography. Bad weather is often a terrific source for this kind of spotlight illumination that creates really gorgeous photographs.